Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what day it is?
Please tell me.
Please tell me.
Today's Wednesday.
What you gonna do?
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 Wednesday?
Oh. Is that today? Wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
You really don't know.
You really don't know.
Enlighten us, please.
Enlighten me.
Pump day.
Yeah. It's showtime, baby.
Yeah. Showtime, baby. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up 6:05 along with our producer, Morty. It's only Wednesday today, middle of the work week.
Yeah, I know. It's moving slow this week.
I don't know why.
Isn't it? Yeah, it just...
Some reason.
I know.
It just keeps dragging on. Maybe it's because of the warm weather. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, it slows things down a little bit. It really does.
Well, don't expect anything different today.
Yeah, great.
Sunshine, excessive heat warning, high of 106. Today and tomorrow, maybe a little breezy tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
All right.
It's already 81 this morning.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Happy Wednesday. And, you know, something we haven't mentioned, happy Pride Month. It is Gay Pride Month.
Oh, okay.
And I say that because yet another guy didn't look at me. And I just assume they're gay if they don't look at me. I don't know. He must be gay because it's me. Hello.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to remind everybody we're going to reveal another piece of our puzzle that could help you win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. It's all a part of the 96 days of summer. So this morning, if you want, go to our website, check out Morty's pick, figure out where he's at, the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in his pocket.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Just give us a call if you want. We'll see how close you are.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have some people who have been talking to me, and it's like, well, I just can't. Maybe he's at the Mirage, but then I saw something in the picture. Maybe he's at this. I said, here's the deal, and I'm going to give everybody a little clue. You listen to us. You kind of know us.
Mm-hmm.
You know where we're from. You know where we go. You know some of our hobbies. Some of our quirks.
Yeah.
So kind of take some of those into account.
When you look at the picture.
Yeah.
And if you want, dial it up 702-739-9636. See if you're close or not.
Yes.
And help you, and maybe even help steer you in the direction you should be going. Don't forget tonight, another bonus clue going to be revealed at Scenic Brewing Company from 6 to 8 on on DI, just east of Durango.
There you go.
All right. Entertainment news after 4 non-blondes.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, our future home team, the Oakland Raiders, will be featured on the HBO series Hard Knocks this year. So, only fitting. I wish they would have waited till next year.
But yeah.
That would have been kind of cool. Madonna, 60 years old. She just released a new CD, Madam X. Well, she's posing topless on Instagram. To promote it. I know.
Why?
And I'm all for, you know, you go, girl, but I don't know.
I thought it's one of those things where did that, done that, been there.
If anyone has been there, done that, it's her, too.
Right.
Several times.
All right.
It shows the name of the album along with the rose, like, right across her bare chest.
Oh.
And, you know, she's in good shape and all that, but... You know.
Again, why go backwards?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I...
Who are we?
Yeah,
what do we know?
I guess, right? The Rolling Stones, this is awesome. Their tour is being fully sponsored by a retirement planning group. This is no joke. It's called Alliance for Lifetime Income, and they'll have booths set up outside of all the stadiums to just, you know, remind you how old you are, I guess, as you shuffle into the show.
Why not?
It's a non-profit, though, so the cost of the deal was really, you know, not much than a big corporate brand
behind
them.
So they're not making money off it.
No. So, you know what? Good for them.
Yeah.
So organizers say that the Stones were actually very interested in supporting the cause. So good for them. It's not like they, you know, whatever. They just like working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they care who their sponsor is.
Right.
I don't think they care. And, you know, I mentioned this because they were such a huge part of Las Vegas entertainment. Steve Lawrence has announced that he has Alzheimer's, 83 years old, having a bit of a rough time. Yeah, this was that sound right there.
Huh?
With a drink and a cigarette.
Huh?
How you doing? doing, Frank? Good to see you.
Hey,
how you doing, Scott? Good to see you, Sammy.
Yeah.
If you were launching at 21, you weren't watching your diet, right?
Great lyrics.
Oh, man, no kidding.
And you're right. They were like the Marie and Donnie and Marie of their era.
They really were.
Donnie and Marie were their
brothers. Yes, exactly. But they were
married.
And I don't know if a lot of people, I don't know. I think a lot of people thought they were brother and sister.
But they were married,
but
right?
They were married, okay. Yeah, and very happily married. Yeah. Strapping, handsome man. Steve Lawrence, hopefully, I hope this doesn't, it isn't a horrible, painful thing for him. That is my painfully deep take.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, I want to mention something that we had talked about earlier in the week. Briefly mentioned the fact that I had an issue with AAA. I for the first time, I actually used AAA.
Yeah.
Because I had some car trouble right in the parking lot, like next door.
Right.
And Carly, you were there for most of it because I believe you were working out over at Rebel Fitness.
Right.
And then
came back. I didn't know why you were coming back. And
so you're sitting.
Cable.
So you were there. Long story short, it took longer than I guess usual for AAA to respond to a problem I was having, not having used it before. I didn't know.
Right.
The initial call, the guy came back in like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, which I thought, okay, that's cool.
Right.
But then when it came time to call a tow truck.
Yeah.
There was some confusion.
But he didn't even, he kind of checked the battery. He wasn't real personable. They generally are. And
anyways,
I said that I thought you got the D team. I just didn't think you were treated the way AAA treats people.
But after hours, I finally got the car towed, fixed, and back, and everything's fine. But you had said, are you going to say something or do something?
Right. I said, write a letter.
And I said, normally that doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like signing a petition. You sign a petition and fine. You know what? I'll sign it. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
We talked briefly about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message from AAA the other day.
Yeah.
I called back.
We thought someone was pranking you.
I know. Because like, this very nice woman had an accent, and I thought, oh, it's one of my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
As it turns out, she was a very wonderful woman from AAA. I wish I could pronounce her name.
I believe it was Lakshim.
Lakshim?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she was very nice.
Oh, she was a doll.
And evidently somebody heard us talking about this, passed along the word to her.
Yes.
And she is in customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked yesterday. You were in the room when we talked.
Right.
And she said, well, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience and for whatever towing charge you had to pay for to get your car fixed. We're going to reimburse you.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
And I was shocked.
Shocked.
I really was because I didn't think anything would happen, even if I did or would have called in.
Yeah, said that. You know, I didn't want to call because she said, no. She said, we have a new president who would never allow this to happen. So we want to talk to you. Yes.
AAA.
Very cool.
I mean, has anybody else had a problem with something and then you decide, well, you know what? I'm going to call or I'm going to write a letter.
I did with Southwest Airlines years ago, and they gave me like this huge credit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Project H2O, our collection of bottled water, cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. If you want to come by, drop it off any Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 through the 21st. You can do that. We've been handing out tickets, these show tickets that our promotion department got for us. This is amazing. You bring four cases or more, one pair of tickets per family, per household. Pair of tickets for Manilow, which, of course, is at the Westgate.
Yes. Great show.
The Mob Museum Underground for National Bourbon Day, which is happening this Friday. You can pick up those tickets. What else? Jabberwockies, Magic Mike, Chris Angel, Mind Freak, Opiums. And also, thank you, Nacho Daddy, or Distill, $25 gift cards.
Yeah.
Anytime you come by 2920 South Durango between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, drop off four cases or more, and those tickets, your choice. It's yours. It all goes to the Salvation Army. Now, it could be one case, two cases. It really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. As little or as much as you want to bring by.
But right when you walk in the door, you see that big pile of water. Looks great, doesn't it?
So, oh, my gosh.
We invite you to come on by. Directions and more info on Project H2O on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today and again, hot. High 106, 105 the high tomorrow. Maybe a little breezy, 81 outside right now. Carla will have just a few things we think you should know. It's a big day today.
Sure is.
And we're going to tell you why after Naked Eyes. Always something to remind me.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a few things you should know this morning. I'll tell you what, Father's Day right around the corner. New survey asked dads what they want the most for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Top three things they want: a phone call from their kids.
Yeah.
A big steak. Number two, Mike. And some coming in at number three, some peace and quiet. That's all they want.
You know, that would be perfect.
Yeah, that's dads are a little more simple because they feel like they're forgotten anyhow with Father's Day. Yeah. It's like, come on, that's
I understand on Mother's Day, you treat mom to a brunch or
right.
something and,
sure.
and it's all about her. And that's and I agree.
Yeah.
It should
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Dads.
I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Don't have to do that much.
Just leave me alone.
Give me a call.
Just leave me alone.
Dad,
that's
I thank you for everything you've done. I ordered you a steak. It should be there momentarily.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to let you have a day.
You're good to go.
Perfect.
New survey says about 34% of us still sleep with a comfort object that we've had since we were a kid. Maybe your blanket, maybe a stuffed animal, something like that.
Do you do that?
I used to, and then my blanket just went to, I mean, it just almost disintegrated.
Your Banky?
I used to have a little Banky, and there was still a little, there was still a little silky part on it, and then that went away. I really don't anymore.
What about you, Morty?
No.
No?
Look, I'm no.
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 And then I got a dog. And then
oh, well, yeah. That yeah.
And then
exactly.
now
our,
I'm his comfort.
Our yeah. summer intern is Jacob. He's only 18.
Jacob, do you have a
do you sleep with something?
Yeah,
or anything
I do.
Like that?
I have a blanket that
yeah.
my grandmother made me when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
you still sleep with
oh.
it?
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I do?
And I plan on bringing
thing.
It to college, too.
Very cool. Yes.
So it doesn't cover you. You sleep with it. You,
yeah, it's just
yeah.
on my bed.
Okay.
I just can't really sleep without it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, mine went,
I mean, I'm not laughing, but.
No, mine went with me wherever. When I was on the road, I used to take, like, a piece yeah. of this blanket with me. But I do have a blanket, like an Afghan.
Oh, okay.
That my grandmother made that I.
Wow.
That's usually on. Yeah. How about okay. that? How about that?
Clearly, my grandmothers didn't like me
Gosh,
because I got
not.
Nothing.
You know what, Jacob? Don't worry. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
And also, happy National Jerky Day.
Woo!
We're talking beef jerky, people. And I'll tell you what, in celebration, the Jack Lynx people have given us beef jerky to give away. So I'll tell you what, the next three callers, or the first three callers.
First
702,
three.
Yep. 702-739-9636. Give us a call. It's $50 worth of Jack Link's beef jerky to celebrate National Jerky Day.
My son-in-law loves beef jerky.
I
In
like
fact,
beef jerky
to the
well.
Point where every Christmas we stuff a stocking
yeah,
with beef
that's
jerky.
Cool.
I've
that
never
is cool.
got
I
into
love it.
Do
I
you?
I love it. Yeah, I just don't buy it that often. And I'll be honest, it's not cheap. So
no.
this is
$50.
Really cool.
That's
yeah.
a lot of jerky.
Yeah, it is
it's
a lot
the
of
best
jerky.
Road food.
Yeah, it is
best road food.
It is the best road food. It's sometimes it's good lunch and dinner also,
right.
Morty, and snack.
First three people.
Breakfast.
Maybe even a
That's
night
my
out.
Comfort item in bed. That's my comfort item in bed. Jerky.
Yes.
He's cuddling up with Jack Link's beef jerky.
Food. Yeah, that's
Perfect.
Right.
First three callers.
Yes, do it. You know what? It is Wednesday. We're getting there, people. A few things you should know.
Congrats to Robin, Rich, Linda. Picked up $50 gift cards.
Yeah.
For some incredible jerky.
Yeah, Jack Link's.
Jack Link's jerky. It's National Beef Jerky Day today,
that
so
is.
Celebrate. All right, so congratulations and enjoy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom and Dad, if you're caught in this situation,
oh
what do you
gosh.
Do?
Well, this is like really timely. I have no idea what's going on with it, but we got this on our text line when I came in this morning. Mike and Carl, I'm a nurse. I work overnights at a hospital here in town. Was working tonight. Got a phone call. My 17-year-old son is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Went out last night past curfew.
Yeah.
wrong place, wrong time with people I've told him not to hang out with. They decided to break into a car. I'm a single mom, and I do not know what the heck to do. Should I leave him in jail?
Right.
And teach him a lesson? But another part of me is just terrified because I want to bring him home as soon as possible. So I just don't know what to do. Tough love. Do I bail him out? What do I do, basically, is what she's asking. And I don't know if you are listening. I don't know what's going on. But
or what she did. Did she go get him?
I don't know. I don't know. This was here. This was on our text line this morning. Yeah. It's like, I'm glad you thought of us, though. Thank you. I don't have kids, but I think this day and age, I would probably leave him.
I would probably leave him.
Knowing, at least, maybe bail him out tomorrow.
Would it be different if it was a boy or a girl?
No.
Son or daughter?
No.
Either way. You would leave him?
I think I would for a while.
Just for the night.
Because I don't think that we're afraid of the police anymore. I sound old now, but I just don't think we are. I don't think anybody is.
Or the consequences.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe learn early on and you know, you won't have to pay to get your kid in college. How about that?
All right.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
So we get an email from a mother, single mother this morning, finding out that her kid, 17 years old, in jail, in trouble, out all night. You know, during the summer, they have nothing to do, so they hang out with their friends sometimes.
Hanging out with those kids.
Jeez. What should she do? She wants to know that maybe I should leave him in jail, that tough love.
Yeah.
Or do I want my kid in jail? No, I'm going to go pick him up. What do you do?
Some great texts, everybody. Thank you. Ann said, as scary as it is for mom, leave him there. Been there, done that. Trust me, it will help. Now, Dalton, interesting. He said, single mom, tough situation. No male figure to kick his butt. Maybe call dad, have him bail the little brat out.
Oh.
But jail only makes criminals into better criminals. So, you know, good point of view. Now, right. Derek said, first of all, ask Judah if he can do a friend of court thing. Get him out.
Tomorrow,
but he said stealing cars is a hard felony once he turns 18. So now's a good time to, you know, maybe talk to a lawyer about what might happen later if this, you know, continues.
Yeah.
Some good advice from people. Chris said, I agree. Let him spend the night in jail. Give them a little dose of how bad it is. You know, kids have to stop being pampered the way they are.
And be accountable.
Yes, exactly. Most everybody said let them stew a little bit.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, never had. No,
John,
what about you?
No, I have not.
No.
I don't know if I was arrested, but I was busted.
Very young age.
At 10 or 11. Alan Fletcher. I've talked to you before about him.
I love the story.
He ended up being a cop in our town.
Yeah.
He and I were playing Army.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a transformer, and we thought, well, the Germans are coming on the railroad.
Were you playing war?
We were playing war.
Okay.
And to save the town, we had to blow up the tracks. So we attached the transformer to the train tracks. I really don't know if it was that. But for some reason, the signals, the train signals, the gates started going up and down and lining up.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
We were in a small town. I think we only had three or four cop cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, two of them showed up.
So Barney showed up.
Yeah.
Barney and Andy.
And I told Alan, if they ask anything, just say we're picking cattails.
Yeah.
Well, because it was by a crick.
Oh, my gosh.
So they took us down.
The 1800s?
I know. You and Johnny? You and Johnny, what's his name?
John Paul.
Yeah.
Riding in on the rails, and
that's
then we were picking our cat.
It was the Germans.
Yes, it was the Germans, yeah.
We didn't get credit for protecting the town. I don't think Highland was ever invaded by the Germans
Not, because you guys saved the town.
Thank you.
That must be why they tore up your record.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
We scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, we took the neighbor's laundry off of, you know, you used to have the laundry, the lines, you know. And put her sheets. How awful were we? In mud. And because we were awful. My brothers actually instigated that. But I don't remember if the cops came. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
All right. Anybody else?
I bet my mother probably would have left him in jail even then.
Trying to help the single mom with her 17-year-old who was in jail because of, you know, getting into trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his buddies, the wrong crowd. So we have a couple of moms on the phone. I think this is Sheila. Sheila, what would you do? Bail them out or leave them there?
I would leave their butts there. My kids were always told from the very beginning, you know what the law is. If you break it, I am not spending my hard-earned money to get you out of jail.
Yeah.
Every one of my kids ended up in jail on a holiday weekend, so their butts stayed there for 5 days. And I do not feel bad. They knew the law. They
what?
Broke it.
Can you just in general say what happened?
One of them hit somebody.
Oh.
Another one got in an argument with a store clerk over a candy bar.
Oh, boy.
Another one had a warrant because she didn't pay her ticket. Actually, those two girls had warrants for not paying tickets.
Oh, my God.
And they were Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Christmas. And I can't remember the other holiday, but every single one of them. So this last Memorial Day, I sent them all a text. Remember, it's a 4-day weekend. The judge doesn't come in till Thursday.
Oh, honey, if we meet one day, please remind me who you are. I have to buy you a drink.
Let's go for drinks. Anyway, tell her, leave them. It's okay. They'll be fine.
Lisa, what would you do if you're a single mom with a kid in jail?
I'm actually a single mother, and I was raised by a police officer and a stay-at-home mom.
Wow.
Just let her know that I know it's hard, but my parents always picked us up.
Okay.
And that she should always be there for her child because that's her job.
Well, I think that once you're already in jail, so you've probably gotten a taste of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the child's actually scared, waiting for mom to rescue them. And that's their job, is to be the superhero in their life. Regardless of what happens in the future, this is a good time for her to have that sit-down talk.
I love it. You get both viewpoints.
Yeah, you sure do.
Both sides.
Wow.
All right. It's Queen. You know, last hour talking about that single mom who's looking for advice. Kid got in trouble, 17 years old. In jail, do I bail him out? Do I leave him there?
Boy.
We heard from a couple of single moms last hour.
Yeah.
We have some dads on the phone. Tony from Philly is on the phone. What do you think?
We listen to you guys every morning with our cup of coffee. We like your comments and your show and everything.
Appreciate it.
Number one, I had to write these down. One, we're not supposed to fear the police. We're supposed to respect them. Two, what would the boy think if someone broke into the mother's car?
Obviously,
the working lady. I would let the boy stay in jail for him to realize stealing somebody else's stuff is we live in a society that you have no respect for anybody.
And
I think that's kind of bad. And I would have him personally apologize to the people who own the vehicle and have him, humble himself and keep him in jail so he can learn.
See, a little bit different from dad than from mom.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, we got a text from a police officer here in town. It says, for all your listeners, I've been a cop for 25 years. Let the kids sit in jail. The food is lousy. The smell is just as bad. You have to use the bathroom in front of everybody else. Nothing good about jail, but everything good about making this a wake-up call. And he said, by the way, jail doesn't make people criminals. Prison makes people criminals.
Oh.
Huge difference.
Okay.
Best for that kid. Keep him there for a little bit. He'll never want to go back.
You would hope.
Yeah.
You would hope.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Mike and Carla.
I feel bad for the listener who checked in with you guys, but it just goes to show you how much those of us out here in radio land love you guys, because like in a moment of crisis, she's figuring, who do I call? Lawyer, pastor?
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to Mike and Carla.
But I said, we were the first one that you...
For advice?
I know.
Yeah. Second, can we stop calling the criminal a kid?
Yeah.
He's 17.
Yeah.
At 17, I was on active duty in the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow.
So, like, you make the decisions you make.
Yep. Dad's a little bit different when it comes to
I think, are a little more tough love.
I think so. Sunshine going to be hot today and tomorrow. High 106. Maybe a little breezy tomorrow. High 105. 85 now. Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you. Christine McVie tells you what her very favorite album is and why.
All right. More on that and some other stories after the Steve Miller Band, Jet Airliner.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So James Corden is hosting a celebrity dodgeball tournament next week on The Late Late Show. Michelle Obama has a team. That's herself, Melissa McCarthy, Allison Janney, Mila Kunis, Kate Hudson. Jane's team will have Benedict Cumberbatch, Harry Styles, Game of Thrones star John Bradley, and the Late Late Show band leader Reggie Watts.
Wow.
So this will be freaking hilarious to watch. Dodgeball, are you kidding me? I love it.
Maybe we should do that here in the building.
Would that be awesome?
Against the other radio stations?
Would that be awesome? Dodgeball? Yeah. I think that'd be great.
I think we would dominate.
I hate to say it, but I think Michelle Obama's team is probably going to kick some butt. They're fierce. Melissa McCarthy, Allison Janet. Oh, come on. Kate Hudson?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, come Harry Styles and Benedict Cumberbatch. No.
Okay.
No, I think the girls are going to take that one. Mike Tyson and some partners, they're building the Tyson Ranch. It is a place in California for people to learn about and smoke weed, camp, see concerts, and float on what they say is the world's longest lazy river.
Wow.
Well, this sounds like summer camp, doesn't it? Man,
remember, we were just talking about summer camp a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh, wow.
Sounds like fun.
And Christine McVie, this is really cool. Anyone who knows the album, you might understand. She says the Rumors era was her absolute favorite time in the band's history. She says the excitement of realizing that you've written one of the best albums ever written was amazing. We were flying high off of that. Every week it was number one in the charts for about a year.
Yeah.
And then we'd flip-flop with the Eagles in Hotel California. But it was just an absolutely phenomenal time. That era was unbelievable.
And I bet.
She's probably right. That album still to this day. Man, it's awesome. Rumors. If you haven't heard the whole album, pick it up. Listen to, or download it and listen to it. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
We've been talking about Project H2O, our third annual, where we collect cases of water. It all goes to the Salvation Army, and a lot of our advertisers have been showing up. And look who came in bright and early. Vegas Strong Heating and Cooling is here. Carla, they have shown up with truckloads of water. Heather is here. And boy, you talk about coming through.
I know.
Locally owned.
Yep.
Been in town. They do a great job. I know you talk about them a lot.
I do. They came over and actually serviced my AC and heating.
And you got to put up or shut up. And they just put up.
I know.
How many cases of bottled water?
You know what, Mike? They brought in those cases that are like 45 bottles each.
So it turns out like 300.
Yeah. You know what, Heather? How about we just do this? How about we just put a little challenge out there?
Somebody beat me. Someone in Vegas beat me.
Oh, Heather, I've been asking that for a long time. But No, don't take that. Well, take it wrong. But yes, top 10.
If we have any other clients listening right now in that line of business or not,
I say do it.
Right on.
All right.
Let's do this.
Heather, you guys are awesome. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. We appreciate the opportunity, and we're glad we can help.
Thank you so much, my dear.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Back. And I love them.
Isn't it fun? 96.3
KKLZ. Okay, all week we've been giving away these tickets for Teresa Caputo from TLC's Long Island Medium, An Unforgettable Evening. It's going to be a live audience readings at the Orleans Arena. This is for Saturday night from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, if you can't get through, there's a second chance to win. Register online at 96.3kklz.com. We'll select that winner on Friday morning. So, being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
That is a song about dad. We've been talking about dads with it leading up to Father's Day weekend.
Right,
so we thought we'd do a song about dad. So that is a song about dad.
Yeah.
Can you identify it by title? We'll get through news and weather. Starting with caller number 9, look for a winner. Phone lines are on hold right now, 702-739-9636. John, you look complexed.
No, I've got it. I got it even before the tune about it being about a dad.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
Is it complexed or perplexed?
You're perplexed.
Perplexed.
I probably look perplexed and complex.
Yes.
I bet.
Look a little, and if John can get it, anybody can get it. That's what we've decided.
Yes.
One more time. There it is. Good. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets to see Teresa Caputo over at the Orleans with another segment of
Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
Carla, we have Candace on the phone. Candace, can you identify by title that song about Dad?
Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yes!
Yeah, there you go.
We thought we'd have a little soul this Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
Why not? Yeah, we sold it up, didn't we?
You got the tickets. Teresa Caputo, TLC's Long Island Medium, this Saturday night. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And it's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's a Mexican fast food chain in Australia called Mad Mex. I get it.
I love it.
And they just launched a burrito with pineapple as one of the ingredients.
That sounds like a dessert burrito.
So you get your rice, beans, meat, your guac, cheese, and pineapple.
Now, I would think you might like that, Morty.
Yeah, no.
No? Really?
Not on pizza, really? Not on my burritos.
Coming from the Hawaiis, you wouldn't like
Please.
That?
Pineapple by itself or in Dole Whip, and that's it.
Sounds like a crepe. Yeah, as opposed to a burrito.
Almost.
But okay.
But that's what they're selling it at, as at Mad Mex.
I'd try that.
Some guys in Florida tried to break into a spy shop over the weekend. They couldn't break the...
Okay, sure.
First of all, they couldn't break the glass
the
window.
The jokes write themselves sometimes, don't they?
Well, it's Florida.
Jeez, of course.
So they couldn't break the glass window, even when they hit it with a hammer, like 56 times.
Okay.
Plus, it's a spy shop. They have cameras everywhere. And one of them caught the guy's license plate, so they're tracking down the burglars. You know they're going to find him.
Okay.
And that's it. Don't try and break 56 times. 20, 21, 22,
I know, exactly, and they counted. Yeah. So
after like four, you give up?
Yeah, I know. Run, people, just run.
That's it.
Wow, like these people should have done out of Florida as well, Lady Lake, Florida. Police arrested Christina and her young daughter because they took an Uber to go do some shoplifting. They went to steal Reese's peanut butter cups, and she and her daughter took the car over to Dollar General and, picked up a bunch of peanut butter cups, and then they were caught on camera, of course, stealing the candy.
Yeah.
Store manager got the Uber license plate. Man. Called the police. I'm sure the Uber driver was just going, I just picked him up.
Right.
I don't know. I just came to where they were and said, are you Christina? She said, yeah, and got the car.
Shut up!
Yes! And this story, hold on to your private parts, guys.
Oh, no.
A 13-year-old boy from Russia. Listen, I'm just going to say, no story is good when the word groin is in it, okay?
I opted out. When I saw this, I opted out.
I was going to, and I've held off for a couple days. I held on to this one. Recovering from having a molar removed from his groin.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He complained of stomach and groin pain. Finally, his parents took him to the doctor. Urologist found the tooth in his groin and successfully removed the tooth. And
the
again,
tooth.
Yeah, if you fall upon a story with the word groin in it, you know what? Either step back or read it fast, okay? That's my advice to you.
Are we just leaving it up to imagination on what happened?
It actually,
I think might be best.
Okay.
Well, no, we should not.
Well, of course not. Why would I think we should?
No, they think it was there from birth. Nobody saw this in a tiny baby?
What?
You didn't see a molar in a
that
tiny baby's
That was not what
groin?
Was on my imagination.
Yeah. No, Marty, you were absolutely wrong. You were absolutely wrong.
Once again.
Wrong. It's Wednesday.
Wow.
That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Well, she's 24. 24 years old, lives in New York, just graduated from Medgar Evers College. Now, doctors only gave her 3 days to live when she was born. She was born with a bunch of different medical issues, very, very brittle bones. They didn't expect her to live at all. Mm-hmm. She's only about the height of a toddler because her growth obviously was very stunted because of her medical problems. But she just graduated. She's getting her master's now in social work. She wants to help other children that may be, you know, fighting and battling different things.
Wow.
And, she's absolutely adorable. Her parents are very, very proud. She said, I can't believe this is happening. Thank you to my parents. Thank you to everybody who helped me do this. Her parents said she just lights up a room no matter what darkness is in the room. She lights it up the minute she walks in. 24 years old, wasn't supposed to live past day 3.
Nice.
But,
a bunch of jags.
I know. Nikita Harris is her name. Nikita
Amazing.
Harris. I know it. I know
See,
it.
See, I hear you do stories like this, I know. Go, what am I doing today?
Exactly. I know. Tell me about it,
Nothing.
Mike. I'm hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, We salute her. And, of course, if you have a feel-good story that you'd like us to read on the air, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. We'd love to hear it. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low loan rates for the car you want. Hey, just a couple of things. What was it? A few days ago, you had mentioned these ASMR videos.
Uh-huh.
How senseless they were.
They are, but people love them.
Popular they were.
They are. They can be very soothing. They can be very exciting.
So we challenged ourselves off the air to come up with, each of us to come up with a video, ASMR.
And they're from a minute to 5 minutes, just no more.
They're senseless. They're so stupid.
Yeah, it's just...
But you'll watch them the whole
something,
time.
Something, yeah, kind right. of
We use the
repetitive.
Word challenge lightly, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Challenge is right,
wow.
boy.
All right. More on that tomorrow morning when we come back, because we're going to post each of our videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then depending on who votes on...
Well,
what
you
video?
Just watch them. Yeah, we're not going to tell you who did what, but right. just post them. See
we'll
what you think.
Declare a winner.
See what they do for you.
Father's Day this weekend, so we decided if you had to write a letter to your dad, who has since passed away, what would it? How would it read?
Yeah.
So we're doing it, and if you want to do it and get ready to share it, we're going to do that Friday morning.
Absolutely.
And a big thank you to Vegas Strong Heating and Cooling.
Wow.
This is amazing. Heather came by with her husband, the entire company, basically.
The whole freaking staff came by. All
donated an equivalent of 300 cases to Project H2O. So thank you very much for that. And she challenged other clients and other advertisers to do the same.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about Project H2O, it's all on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep it comedy. Have those Comic-Con tickets to give away at about 1:30 or so. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.